Hi, this is Richard Edelman, and you're listening to The Trust Makers.
Hi, everyone. I'm Samantha Reddy, President of Assembly and Partner for Global Clients at Edelman. Today, I'm joined by Roxy Young, Chief Marketing Officer of Reddit, an online network of communities where users can engage on any topic of their choosing. In an age of increasingly divisive online culture, Reddit has maintained itself as a go-to source of information for people around the world. Roxy, welcome to the Trustmakers. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me. It's great to be here.
Awesome. We're really looking forward to this conversation. We have a lot of Reddit fans at Edelman, and so we're excited to dive in and learn from you a bit more on the platform, what makes it tick, and how you think about partnerships overall. But I wanted to take a step back and talk a little bit about you first, Roxy, because you had such a long career in marketing. You worked at some legendary brands and companies over the years, from Gap to Netflix and Sephora. What drew you to Reddit?
I joined Reddit in 2017, so next month will be my eight-year anniversary. So I've been doing my own walk down memory lane and thinking about my experience at Reddit. But when I joined Reddit, I remember very distinctly feeling like Reddit's product had so much potential to be this mainstream place for people to find community and belonging. And I remember very vividly, I'm an avid skier, and I was looking for a particular type of skis and went onto the skiing community, shared a bunch of information about myself. And within seconds, it was as if I had this big network of friends giving me these personalized recommendations. And I followed them and I got this amazing pair of skis that delivered everything I wanted. And in that moment, you know, that the power of Reddit's community really came to life for me. And one of the things that I shared when I arrived is that I wanted to help Reddit evolve from this man cave perception to a real mainstream place for community and belonging. And that's taken many years and it's happened across so many different teams. But community is a core human need. And no matter who you are or what your interest in, you can find your people on Reddit and you can find community and belonging on Reddit.
So I wanted to pick up on that topic of community, right? Because I think I loved what you said about moving from like man cave to mainstream and how you have found different communities. And that's really, I mean, what Reddit's about. And it really ties back to what we talk about at Edelman with our trust barometer. But this year we found, you know, when we look at trust, it's really expanded from those typical trusted figures. It used to be these sort of authority figures, right? But what we're really seeing now is this trust is moving from an authority figure to peer-like. And in fact, in 2024, in June, we found that a person like myself is tied with scientists and academic experts as credible brand spokespeople, both ahead of the brand itself. So Reddit obviously embodies that, right? Because it is peer-to-peer recommendation, you have community-based platform. So I think it's interesting in terms of you guys were kind of following that model or on that way to the model, but how else are you guys sort of capitalizing on this moment, right? Are you guys seeing the same thing, that trust just sort of moved from that top down and it's more peer-to-peer? And how do you guys manage that?
We're 100% seeing something similar. Last year, we learned that Reddit was the sixth most searched term on Google. So people appending Reddit to their queries as an indicator that they wanted an authentic response. You know, I think every second there's over 100 people that are adding Reddit to their Google search. So clearly the things that you are seeing in your research is being validated by some of the actual behaviors that we're seeing as well. And in terms of your question around, you know, how are we meeting this moment or capitalizing on this moment, I'd love to just take an opportunity to share a little bit more about Reddit and how it works. It is the most human place on the internet. Every community on Reddit is created by people. It's moderated by people that have a passion for, you know, a particular topic or interest. There's people who are really passionate about skincare, people who are really passionate about particular sports teams, people who are passionate about cooking. And every community has a set of rules that guide the conversation. And one of the most unique things about Reddit is that, unlike other platforms, where when you are contributing, you're contributing as Roxy Young, and I want to share with you this amazing trip that I'm taking. You know, let's say I'm on Instagram, or if I'm on LinkedIn, I want to share with you the great work that I'm doing. When you're contributing on Reddit, you're contributing to a community. You're not just contributing to your personal page and shouting out something that you want the world to know about you. It is a very we-centric platform versus a me-centric platform. And each post invites a conversation about a topic from other people who have experiences and perspectives that they can share. I'll offer up another example, which is, you know, I was just recently trying to figure out what kind of vitamins should I take. You know, I'm entering a new phase of my life. I'm getting older. And all of these people shared these great recommendations. And I created a whole new regimen that has been working so well. And so, you know, I think some of the things that you're seeing around, you know, people maybe losing a little bit of trust in the more typical organizations, and that trust shifting to a person who maybe has a shared experience, we are seeing it too. And Reddit's model, it really allows for this exchange to happen across, you know, any topic that people have an interest in.
I think that's so interesting, the way that you described it as the most human-centric place in the internet. It sort of boils it down, right, into where the ethos of it, the community ethos of it. And what's fascinating, so the Google example is a really interesting one. How do you interact with other social media and platforms that may be not so community-centric? Are there other platforms that sort of intersect with Reddit that you see as well, in addition to a Google or search?
It's a great question. Oftentimes, Reddit gets bucketed into social media for advertising purposes, because I think advertisers divide up their budget into, I'm going to spend this much on display, I'm going to spend this much on television, I'm going to spend this much on search, and I'm going to spend, you know, this much on social. And social usually consists of Pinterest and Snap and the meta properties and Reddit. But we really try to stay unique to who we are. Our mission is to empower communities and make their knowledge accessible to all. And we want to be the leader in online communities and authentic human conversation. We obviously have a very symbiotic relationship with someone like a Google, who is trying to make sure that they're serving up great content to people when they are searching for it. And Reddit is a place for that great content. And so while we may sit in the social bucket, we really do try to stay true to our mission and to who we are, which is a leader in online communities. We have over 100,000 communities across every topic imaginable. People can dive deeper into their interests, fuel their passions, solve their problems, make informed decisions. And I think, you know, one of the most interesting things that I just shared is on a lot of these other platforms, that the social connection is person to person. So I am connected to all of these other people, and that is what makes up my feed or my experience. And on Reddit, you are connected to a community. And so whether it's beauty or skincare or sports teams or parenting, you're connected to a community, and your experience on Reddit is really all of these different topics and interests that you may have.
It's really interesting. And I wanted to go back to something that you'd talked about earlier around community, because I think in this era of social media, we all tend to sort of be in our like echo chamber and bubble, right? And a lot of social media platforms reward just sort of staying with the content that you like. But what I found interesting in a study that you did on Reddit is you published a really fascinating piece of research in the beginning of 2024 that found that 74% of people say that Reddit is where they go to challenge their thinking. and views. And 90%, more so 90% of people say they're open to new ideas when they're using Reddit. So that to me really blew my mind, right? Because we oftentimes think of social media platforms as rewarding the same type of thinking. What's happening on Reddit is really challenging people's way of thinking. How do you think you have been able to accomplish that?
One of the things that we think about when we're characterizing that this mindset when people are using Reddit is that they are in a seeking mindset. They're seeking to be enlightened. They're seeking new information. I shared two personal examples of I'm seeking information because, you know, I think I want to have a different experience and I want to buy a new pair of skis so that I can create that experience. Or I'm seeking information about vitamins that maybe I need as I'm entering this new phase of life. And so while a lot of social media gets characterized as leaned back scrolling, very passive scrolling, you know, I think a lot of the behavior that we see when people are engaging and using Reddit, it is a more leaned in seeking behavior. Some of the things that we see are that every second, there are two people asking for a product recommendation on Reddit. I mean, that is an indication of leaned in seeking information. On average, they're getting 14 different responses from people who have perspectives, experiences that they want to share and that they want to contribute. And 75% of people tell us that when they get this recommendation from Reddit, they're likely to consider it. And so I think that that's really powerful. And it's all underpinned by this ecosystem of trust. On Reddit, people are not sharing because they're going to be rewarded in some way. You know, they're not an influencer. These are real people sharing authentic perspectives in this community setting, which brings people together around shared and common interests. And so, you know, I think our whole community model and our whole community architecture really reinforces the trust that people have in the experiences that they're seeing on Reddit.
It's really fascinating when you're talking about seek out content versus content that's just coming to you, right? So maybe there's a curiosity there. And there's obviously an authenticity that's sort of the ethos of the community because people, they don't have anything to win or lose, right, from recommending something. They're truly playing into this community, which is not about me as an individual. It's about how can I help others. So I want to pivot then to a brand's perspective, because I think this could be a really tricky place, one would imagine, on making sure that you engage authentically on Reddit, right? This isn't about a push out message. So do you have any advice for brands on how they could connect with consumers on Reddit?
Yes. And if I had a nickel for every time that a brand or a marketing team asked me this question, I would definitely have accumulated many nickels over, you know, my almost 8 years at Reddit. And I'm really happy to share that over the last several years, we've really worked hard to make this process for a brand to engage authentically, hopefully much easier. You know, we still have more work to do, but let me talk about some of the ways in which brands can do that and participate. And I'm going to break it into organic and paid, because I think, you know, for many brands and organizations, they have teams of people who are thinking about organic engagement and teams of people who are thinking about paid engagement. And we have solutions and products and recommendations for both. So if I start first with the organic participation. One of the things that we've recently done is we've rolled out a suite of tools called Reddit Pro. It's free native social listening tools where a brand can get an account, share a little bit more about what category of business they're in, and they can right away start seeing relevant conversations, the communities that those are happening in, the nature of the conversations. And what that does is that will give them clues and guidance as to how they may participate. So, you know, we've been talking a lot about skincare and healthcare. Well, you know, if you're a skincare brand, Wouldn't you love to know where are those conversations happening and what are people talking about on Reddit? And is there a role for my brand to participate? If you are a skincare business, you're an expert. You're an expert in skincare. You understand different types of skincare needs. You have scientists, you're developing product. That's great information that's additive to a community that they can share and that they can participate. And I think before we created this set of tools with Reddit Pro, it was really hard to know unless you had somebody on your team who was an expert in Reddit and understood all the different communities and the nature of the conversations. And now brands and businesses have that at their fingertips so that they can see what are the relevant conversations to my category of business and are there opportunities for me to contribute organically with expertise that's additive to the conversation. We also have a suite of paid solutions so that brands can show up on Reddit in native to Reddit products, reach people who are aligned with their targeting needs. So these are people who are going to be a good fit for the product or the service. And we've analyzed how effective are these at continuing to drive add-on reach. And so what we see is that when you're using Reddit's ads, you're generating all these impressions, you're reaching the right people, and that's contributing to organic conversations. It's leading to people just organically talking about your product, which is great, which is a fantastic outcome of paid advertising. So not only are you going to see the click and the conversion, but you're also going to spur organic conversations and endorsements about your product. And so there are many ways for brands to engage. I typically break it into organic participation and then leveraging our paid suite of tools that are easy and effective. And so there's a few different paths and happy to share more fun examples of brands that have done that well.
Yeah, I think it's interesting because you could really make a big misstep if you're not engaging in the right way, right? I would imagine if you come off too commercial from an organic perspective, that could be a real turnoff to the community, right? And so authenticity, and that in many ways, we talk about that word a lot in the industry, but in this platform and in this instance, it's super important, right? That you're providing that service. I'd love to talk about what brands you think are doing it really well on Reddit so we can learn from that.
Yeah, you know, I think there's always some fun examples of brands who are showing up, and you explained it perfectly. You want to show up and not try and say, hey, here's my product. It's $9.99. You know, click here and you can buy it. You definitely want to show up with value add to the community. And so let me share a couple different examples of brands who are participating and showing up on Reddit in different ways that align with the goals that they're trying to achieve. You know, I think one of the examples that I've really admired over the last year is the way that Sonos is showing up on Reddit. You know, Sonos is this home network speakers, and they had a couple of product releases that were a little buggy, and people came to Reddit to share their experiences, to try and help each other, to try and understand if there's anything that they can do to get the products working better. And Sonos came on to Reddit and they created a presence. They participated in the Sonos community. They gathered perspectives and feedback from people who were actively contributing. They brought their product leader into the community and answered questions. And so really just humanized their brand and showed these people who are so passionate about the Sonos product that they were in the Sonos community on Reddit, that they cared, that they were listening, and that they wanted to take their feedback into the company's decision making. And I think that's just, you know, that's a great example of listening and engaging as a human and showcasing that you recognize some of the challenges and that you care. There's a really fun one around Loge Cast Iron. I don't know if any of you all are big cast iron fans in terms of the cookware that you use, but I know that I am. And there's an entire community on Reddit talking about cast iron and the benefits of cast iron. And they were over the moon when Loge, who's very credible, right? They create and manufacture this cookware, came into the conversation to participate. And so I think that's just a great example of a brand being in the conversation very authentically. Brands have a lot of expertise and credibility they can add to the conversation. And just as you mentioned, it's not about selling the product. It's about listening and engaging in a human way. You know all about this category. It's what your company focuses on. And you have so much to add to the conversation and kind of think about it from that perspective.
Yeah, I'm curious to get your thoughts on brands weighing in on comments or the threads, right? If there's a misperception about a product or a negative review, what's your take on that? Because we get that question a lot from our clients as well. Like, should I go deep in the Reddit threads? I'd love your thoughts on that as someone who's, you know, really seen this community evolve.
Definitely. You know, I think that everybody's first temptation is to jump right in and to say, no, I want to correct the record. You know, this isn't right. These facts aren't right. And in order to be able to do that, you have to build credibility within the community and within the space. And so, for example, you know, let's take what I was just sharing about Sonos. They were able to do that. You know, they were able to engage when people were commenting about their product not working or their product not working in the way that it was they expected it to. But they went into the community, they introduced themselves, and they shared how they wanted to participate, and they set expectations with the community on the role that they wanted to play and how they wanted to be additive to the community. So, you know, so they came in and said, you know, hi, this is who we are. We're here. We're from Sonos. We want to listen and we want to understand some of the things that you all are talking about. And we want to take that information and we want to do better. And we also want to help. If you're asking questions here that maybe we have expertise in, we want to be able to offer up our knowledge about the product. And so brands can absolutely do that, but they have to lay the foundation on who they are and how they're going to be participating so that it's not unexpected or off-putting to the community for a brand to show up. And, you know, we even see this as Reddit. As Reddit, we release products every week. We're releasing or evolving a product. People may be commenting about it, and we're trying to share, no, that's actually not the way that, you know, that this product is going to work. And we ourselves have to come together and say, hey, can we go in? Can we share more about this product and let the community know that we're going to test it, we're going to learn, and we're going to take their input. And so know that it's something that we also face as people who are trying to grow our product at Reddit and thinking about how we should most effectively engage with the Reddit community as well.
That is so insightful in terms of just that building credibility. If you miss that step, right, you could get it wrong. And I think it's something that we often forget. You can't just walk into a conversation, right? We think about it as like a human-centric platform, thinking about having a conversation in real time, right? You can't just butt your way in and say, actually, no, but you're wrong, right? You've got to be able to establish why you're at the party in the first place. I wanted to sort of transition to another topic that's on everyone's mind in the industry, which is generative AI. And I'm just curious on how you guys are thinking about AI and how you're integrating into the platform and what's the role that it's playing for Reddit in the future.
Love this question. And you're definitely right. It is top of mind for everyone. And the reason that I love the question and love talking about it is because AI is going to make every aspect of Reddit better. And let me break down what that looks like and how we are implementing it to truly make Reddit a better experience, a more performant experience for all of our various stakeholders. And so, you know, let's start with businesses and advertisers. I shared earlier that there are organic tools that businesses can use to listen to the conversation and understand where they may participate. There are paid tools, but there is still a learning curve and things that businesses need to do to get started and come onto the platform. And so what AI is doing is it's helping reduce those barriers. What if we can help businesses create ads, predict the ones that will perform best so that they're only investing in the ones that we can predict are going to be the most performant? How can we continue to deliver high, measurable, predictable performance that meets their ROI goals? And so some of those things have already started rolling out to reduce that barrier and to deliver results faster. We have our AI headline generator. We have our creative predictor tool so that as marketers are developing creative, they know the ones that we believe are going to perform the best. And so those are just a few examples of how for advertisers, we want to make the process easier and more performant using AI. For moderators, we talked a lot about communities being these spaces to invite conversation for a topic or for an interest. Moderators are setting the rules and guiding the conversation and keeping healthy, safe, and vibrant spaces. And we're creating more automated tools so that it is simpler and easier to moderate a community. Moderators can now say, yep, I want to implement this automated filter. I want to remove certain type of content automatically because it doesn't pertain to the conversation that we want to have here in this community. And in the past, the moderators had to do all of that manually. And now they can, you know, simply flip a switch and have all of that removed just, you know, with one simple click of a button. And that will allow them to spend more time engaging with the community and keeping it vibrant. And for our users, you know, what if we could make it easier to contribute on Reddit? I think a lot of people would love to be able to participate on Reddit and, you know, maybe it's confusing or they're not totally sure which community I should be in. You know, we've been talking about different communities on Reddit and, you know, maybe you're just not familiar with all of the different communities. And so what if we can make it easier for you to contribute? We can suggest a community. We can help you fix your post if there are particular specific rules around contributing. You know, some of our communities say everything has to be formed in a question in order for it to be accepted. And so there are so many simple things that we can do through AI to detect and guide that process of contributing so that more people have a successful experience on Reddit. And so I think from advertisers to moderators to users, AI can do so much to improve people's experience and just make it simpler, easier, more satisfying to participate on Reddit.
That's great. I wanted to leave with one last question in terms of just, you know, obviously we're Edelman and we talk a lot about the media ecosystem and how traditional mainstream news is changing as we speak. And I'm curious to get your thoughts on Reddit's role in that in terms of how you think about that organic earned opportunity on Reddit and in terms of where people are getting their news and information.
Yeah, you know, I think our role at Reddit is to make sure that every perspective has a home and a place. And we have communities that, you know, run gamut in terms of how they're leaning or the nature of the conversations. And so I think what we take seriously is we want every community to be able to be successful and healthy and vibrant on Reddit and to be able to host the conversations that they think are productive and meaningful. There are communities on Reddit like Change My View, which is someone going on to Reddit saying, hey, I have a particular viewpoint and I want to engage with this community because I want to see if that viewpoint can be changed, if you can share some facts, if you can share some perspectives. And so we talked about this seeking mindset. I think it applies not only to people trying to make maybe decisions that are commercial around what products to buy, but also people who are trying to inform their worldviews and want to truly gain perspectives. And so I think the more that we can do to help all different kinds of communities, you know, no matter, you know, what their orientation may be, enabling them to be successful and enabling people to engage in a way that is productive is hopefully something that we can do so that we can bridge some of those gaps and some of those divides and help people gain a variety of diverse perspectives.
That's really interesting. And I think that notion of change my view is actually really healthy in this environment that we're living in right now. I wanted to really thank you for this conversation, Roxy. I mean, I think there are so many things that I took away from this conversation around the most human-centric platform being in Reddit, and how we build credibility when we're engaging on that platform, how everything needs to be a value add. But I think the one thing that I'll take away is just how open and the mindset is, right, in terms of seeking out and that curiosity that I think sometimes we need more of in this world. So with that, I wanted to thank you, Roxy, for all your insights and expertise. And to our listeners, thank you for listening to The Trustmakers.
Thank you for tuning into The Trustmakers, an Edelman podcast in partnership with Advertising Week, where we speak with leaders and other trust builders across institutions. See you next time.